Today is the 21st of September, and joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is Breakfast producer Alistair McKinnon. Good morning.
Morning, Tom. Morning, Zoe.
So what have you learned about this day?
On this day in 1895, the Duryea Motor Wagon Company was founded in Springfield, Massachusetts by the brothers Charles and Frank Duryea. The company built a one-cylinder, four-horsepower car, which is considered to be the first successful gas engine vehicle built in the United States. It was so successful, in fact, that Frank won the famous Chicago Times-Herald race in Chicago. In the race, he travelled a total of 54 miles at an average speed of 7.5 miles an hour.
And why haven't we heard of them?
The company had some early success and by 1905 was manufacturing 60 cars a year. This was 3 years before Henry Ford introduced the Model T. Unfortunately, the company had some internal divisions, and a fight between the company partners led to its collapse 2 years later.
Oh, that's quite sad. I would have loved to drive a car that goes a maximum of 7 miles an hour. What else have you learned from this day in history?
So in 1937, the classic children's fantasy novel The Hobbit was published in London by George Allen and Unwin. Written by J.R.R. Tolkien, the book received much critical acclaim when it first came out. And so the publishers requested a sequel, which of course led to Tolkien writing The Lord of the Rings.
That's amazing. I had no idea that it was written in that order. How did Tolkien come to write this story, The Hobbit?
Well, at the time he started writing, he was a professor at Oxford College. And after a pretty hard day marking assignments, he had a sudden rush of inspiration and wrote the words, "In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit," which is, of course, the start of the story. 2 years later, he'd completed it. But interestingly, Tolkien never himself tried to sell the story. It was one of his students who passed the manuscript on to the publisher, Stanley Unwin. So Unwin took it home, gave it to his 10-year-old son, and apparently it was given a glowing review by the child. And so on the strength of that, they published the book.
Now, what can you tell us about this day in music history?
So on this day in 1974, the artist Carl Douglas had a number one hit in the UK. And I'm sure you haven't heard of Carl Douglas. There's a good reason for that. He only ever had one hit. But as far as one-hit wonders go, I think this is a pretty good one. So I'm talking about Kung Fu Fighting.
Thank you so much, Alistair.
Thanks, Zoe. Thanks, Tom.
Let's have a listen to Carl Douglas with Kung Fu Fighting.
You're on Breakfast.